This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do my best to calm down, and then I'm going to come back in the next segment and calmly get into their master plan and how to stop them. But I understand a lot of people aren't going to listen now, so you'll listen later when it happens, and then I'm going to tell you in that scenario how you can beat them as well. But then it's going to be a lot harder, and obviously more are going to die. But they will be defeated. In fact, they're on a kamikaze mission for their God. They're very, very satanic. But let's go ahead and prepare for this information with the special report, Humanity versus the Eugenics Cult. Choose your side. This isn't the pop eugenics of let's strengthen the race of humanity by promoting breeding of individuals with higher IQs or things like this. And, of course, that leads to hell. We know where that goes. That's why it's been rejected by the general public. We had major wars over it.
People who are crippled or mentally handicapped are gassed to death on the grounds that they are, untermenschen, they are inferior beings.
But now it's back. And it's literally trying to sterilize our children. It's trying to force deadly things into our bodies.
You know, it is almost inexplicable why people, when they see the data in front of them, that they don't get vaccinated.
I repeat. There will be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future.
So people assume we are just going back to the good old world, which we had, and everything will be normal again in how we are used to normal, in the old fashion. This is, let's say, fiction.
And what we really need to do at this point is to make vaccination the easy choice. It needs to be hard for people to remain unvaccinated. Right now, it's kind of the opposite. It's fine. I mean, it's easy if you're unvaccinated. You can do everything you want to do anyway. But at some point, these mandates by workplaces, by schools, I think it will be important to say, hey, you can opt out, but if you want to opt out, you have to sign these forms. You have to get twice weekly testing. Basically, we need to make getting vaccinated the easy choice.
The globalists have triggered their planetary depopulation operation that they promised they were going to do. You know, they're not putting fluoride in the water to lower our IQs. And then you get Obama's White House czar, John P. Holdren, who co-wrote the big 1,100-page textbook, Eco-Science, published in 1974, that is a PhD-level book for the elites on how to carry out world government and depopulation and how inoculations and fluoride in the water will be used to lower fertility and IQ. Brain trauma surgeons are saying they've never seen brains look like this. Swollen, bloody messes. Holes eaten in all the tissue. Liquefaction.
Annie Van Geest was known as a supermom, a master multitasker, and a staunch animal rescue supporter. Her death certificate notes a natural death specifically from an acute subarachnoid hemorrhage or bleeding in the brain. In a statement, her family says the 35-year-old wife and mother of four died, quote, as the result of complications after receiving the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. But at this point, neither doctors nor the CDC have any way to know that for sure.
Now the most trusted people come out and say this is eating the brains, and it's in the literature, it does it, and it's in all the studies, and holding America and the world underwater, drowning us, killing us, is big tech hiding this. And I got another article right here. I'm 45, who got a job at John Hopkins Hospital, dies in John Hopkins Hospital after she got the second shot, and they said, yeah, the vaccine reaction swole her brain until all the blood vessels popped. And it was a long, horrifyingly painful death, the family said. She went from being in great shape and totally happy to deader than a doornail. And they're killing everybody right in front of us and testing to see what we'll do. Because they know that we will adapt by not overcoming, We will adapt by submitting because they've got us in that captured, learned helplessness, mass Stockholm syndrome place. We tried to stop it, but the New World Order's here. I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, the Rockefeller family with the British Empire set up the United Nations to establish world government for the express goal of depopulation. You can look that up for yourself. Now it's all over the news. They're very proud of it. And the very people that say they want to depopulate us, to quote, save the earth, they've cast themselves as the heroes. They are the very ones now saying we all need to take this shot to save our lives. They love us so much. And we look at all the studies. It doesn't protect you. Doesn't protect you from the coronaviruses or COVID. In fact, most people getting sick and dying have had the vaccine. And now they're saying, oh, looks like the immunity doesn't work, Pfizer says. Need a booster shot. Well, Bill Gates said a year and a half ago, once this all came out, you need 5 shots a year. It's all been pre-programmed. It's all a lie. And so when they get you to do one thing, oh, just take the shot, life will go back to normal. Oh, sorry, still wear the mask, got to have more shots. Oh, and we're still going to say you're not essential. Oh, and you need a digital ID to prove you've got it. And then in the future, they admit, oh, that's part of a carbon tax where we tell you what is essential travel, what isn't. And so we're going to tax you when you go places you're not supposed to or when you eat the wrong meal or do the wrong thing. This is all being officially announced right now. In Europe, in Australia, but then it comes here next. Canada's still under lockdown, and their head health minister says to stop people talking. And you're like, well, that's just insane. You played the clip, people can't believe it. Well, now the Democrats come out in a press conference and say, yeah, we can't let people question Dr. Fauci and the UN, just like Big Tech says you can't question them when they suppress 99% effective treatments for deadly vaccines. Even though they ran the Wuhan lab and they own the vaccine patents and they have total conflict of interest and they're known liars. Trust the science, which means don't question, which is the opposite of science, and do whatever they say. And then Klaus Schwab writes books and says on French TV, there's going to be a crisis soon. And once the crisis happens with the virus, it will never go back to normal. The lockdown will cut into society and will never be reversed. There will be no going back to normal. I just played the clip last segment. Heck, cue it up to him, please. Right in the first minute. No one is going back to normal, ever. And it will save you, save the earth by cutting carbon. And now they're saying with the new global ID you have on that iPhone or next on a bracelet and then a chip, he says, the chip is next. He says, to buy and sell. They're already abusing us. They're already lying to us. And the DNC says, we've got to watch you in live time. That's the issue. Surveil your private text messages with a special trained consortium that know disinformation on medical and political and on the elections. Oh! Oh, my goodness. Well, who ran the fact-checking? It was the Wuhan lab. had more than 20 people employed, including the head of the COVID-19 vaccine program, which put out the parameters to all the big pharma companies of what they wanted them to do. Don't scan the RNA of the virus. We want all these vaccines to block the protein of the virus. And so that woman, that medical doctor, look her up, was the main fact checker with Peter Daszak for Facebook and the British Medical Journal. They ran the program. They ran the operation. And then they ran the fact-checking parameters of what was allowed on Twitter, YouTube, Google, Facebook, and Apple. Because if you're going to launch an attack like this and take over society with it, you better have all the gatekeepers in place. You better have all the people that run the surveillance in place. You better have control of law enforcement. You better have control of the National Health Services. You better have control of the WHO. Yeah, there she is. Ed, the Facebook fact checker, worked at Wuhan Biolab, ruled out virus leak while debunking articles, and ran the anti-COVID-19 vaccine program that we know they had listed in IMF World Bank document in 2018, and she ran the program for Peter Daszak. And who did he work for? And the direct, Dr. Anthony Fauci. And they've got the patent. She's got the patent on the vaccine. And you go, wait, the vaccine? Why do you think J&J, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and all the others that the West made, don't attack the RNA of the virus, because that wouldn't hurt you. Might make you sick with a side effect. Might be a contaminated vaccine. That's what you have a problem. Because, you know, if there's something else in there, your body will learn immunity to that, too. Whether it's fetal tissue, peanuts, whatever. No, 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 no. It's all for the protein, which, again, is in all our bodies, which Fauci did big studies at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and University of Texas, Galveston, knowing it killed almost all the rats and all the ferrets when they gave them a vaccine for the spike protein. They developed it. They tested it for a decade, and now they're murdering you with it. Liberal. And it's in the news. We'll cover it next segment. That there's more deaths last week from COVID vaccines, they admit, than from COVID, which most of that's fake anyways. And they're just testing the gaslighting and the murdering of us in public. And so what's the answer? Well, I told you what's the answer. The globalists must be arrested and their system dismantled now, or billions will die. You know, I don't fear what they're going to do to me for standing up for humanity and the right thing. I fear God for this planet. And I never ask God for anything but that I have strength to be a good person and to make me be an upright person and give me discernment. God's given me discernment. But I have prayed that in all this, that my family be spared, but it's all in God's plan. And I don't know if God will answer that selfish prayer I have, but I just simply hope that all of you realize that you better get right with God right now, because your church isn't going to tell you about this. Your synagogue's not going to tell you about it. Your imam's not going to tell you about it. Your local liberal thing isn't going to tell you about it. Because they're all working for the system. They're all trying to just be non-threatening and be little betas and go along and get along and just receive the information from on high and the globalist. But you don't have to have me tell you a year and a half ago that once they do lockdowns, then they'll say, take an ID, take a shot, then you can have freedom. Even when you do it, you don't get freedom. They got you in a bear trap. They got you by the balls. And submitting to them only makes it worse. When you submit to the first 15 days to slow the curve, to flatten the curve, and then, just wear a mask for a month, then it's a year and a half, and then as soon as real opposition mounts at governmental levels, they pull back, okay, you can reopen, we got to reclose. Every time we mount opposition, and I'm going to stop the dominoes from falling and put a hand up, they go, no, we're not going to fight. We're not going to push this. So you remove your hand, and they can keep knocking the dominoes down. You have to just bull through and say they blocked the treatments, they committed war crimes, they committed crimes against humanity, they rolled out an illegal vaccine they knew was dangerous, violating the Nuremberg Code. We got to go on the offense against them, or they're going to continue to do this through the process of slow attrition and control. You see these dominoes? If you're a TV viewer, they are a archetype. They are a image, a microcosm of all of us. And so you think, go along with just one thing they do and it'll all be over. It'll stop. No, when you go along with one thing, then it lets them do the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And then very quickly, you're off the edge of the cliff. Very quickly, it's game over. You see that? And you see, ladies and gentlemen, the dominoes are falling right now. And we need somebody, a governor, a religious leader, maybe an old lady who refuses to sit at the back of the bus. We need somebody to stick their hand in front of the dominoes and stop them. Because these dominoes aren't falling for good. They're falling for bad because the globalists knew humanity had awoken. They knew their new world order was in trouble. They already had these plans on the shelf later to depopulate and later to distract if anybody ever resisted them. Well, we did resist them, so they implemented the global crisis to make us the enemy, to make us all suspect, to be able to disappear and arrest whoever they wanted, to be able to surveil us, to be able to tell us we're reading your private text messages for your own good. My God, we've gone over the cliff, haven't we? But there's still time, ladies and gentlemen. There's still time. And I'm going to tell you what it's going to look like if you submit. Submission is death. Resistance is victory. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news, today!
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So I became aware 30 plus years ago of a globalist depopulation program. I read it in books by people like G. Edward Griffin, written in the 60s and 70s. And I went and looked it up at the library and just found it incredible that, wow, I'd read about Hitler and I'd read about Stalin and Mao and the things they've done, killing hundreds of millions of people total. Then I learned they'd been financed by these very people from Anthony Sutton, the main archivist for Congress, who had all the documents and leaked them, the classified documents. And I remember going to the library, and it was all real. What I read in these books was true. I was holding the print-offs of the newspapers in my hands. And, you know, people would tell me, hey, let's go out and get drunk. And I'd already been a party animal before that, but I really woke up by about 17, and I'd say, I don't want to drink anymore. It was a lot of years. I didn't even drink or anything. I got back to it later. And when I discovered this, I just felt a mission that the same people that funded Hitler, Stalin, and Mao are in control and are going to do all this. They're taking over. They got this whole plan. And here we are. Gosh almighty, I'm 47. I've been awake since about 16, but really got involved about 17. How many years ago was that? That I was like they thought I was a space alien at the UT library when I was talking to librarians. And they were like, are you a college student? I'm like, no, I'm here for these documents. And, well, that's in the stacks of the microfilm back. Sure, I'll get it for you. I'd be like, oh, is that $10? I'm like, no, I'll just give it to you free. Well, what are you looking up the New York Times for from 1976? Well, David Rockefeller. And I'd be sitting there with a librarian reading, and they're like, yeah, it's pretty crazy, isn't it? Yeah. We're going to bring in communism like Mao Zedong said, and now you got Charlie Munger standing on TV with Warren Buffett. I mean, this is real, folks, but it's one thing to be knowing it's coming. I liken it to maybe in that slow motion. We've all been in a car wreck, or we've all seen something horrible in our life where it happens and you just can't believe you're witnessing it. I saw a Corvette driving 125 miles an hour, blow a tire and flip in a race on a highway over a lake. And on a bridge on a lake, and explode, and people's heads, his head got cut off, one person's arm partway. And by the time I pulled over in the truck, seconds after and got out, I was watching the guy's head almost completely cut off, and the body was trying to get up. And then I saw this other person's arm half cut off. And you know why it was so personal? It was my friends, and I was behind them racing with them. But we were in a truck. And I wasn't even driving. I wasn't even 16 yet. I was 15. My buddy was driving. He was 16. And they were racing. And I remember my buddy saying, I'm not speeding. I'm not going past 120. So we were back from them. But about 20 cars. But by the time that thing blew out and then spun and all that happened, by the time that happened and we pulled up, it was just instantaneous. And I get out of the car. And they'd flipped over onto the railroad trestle right there. And I just sat there and looked at that. And I watched that. It's the same thing. It's like the slow motion of that Corvette spinning into all those pieces and watching those bodies fly. And that's the slow motion. I mean, they really just killed 20 million people. That means all the Facebook workers, all the Twitter workers, all the YouTube workers, all of you that blocked the ivermectin and blocked the hydroxychloroquine, you helped murder all those people. And then you helped murder the 20-something million that have starved to death on top of all the other dead people. You did that. And you don't even care. because it's modern warfare. You get to sit back like a technocrat and turn the economy off, and then all you got to do working at big tech is censor everybody talking about it, and you sit back and watch everybody die, and then you point your finger at me and call me a racist. What the hell does that even mean? I said I'd play the Tucker Carlson thing, and I got all this other news to hit. And I'm going to have to take some time off. I'm not complaining. I almost feel like my mission is complete. I really do. I feel like we're here now, and if people don't do anything about it, it's not that I don't want to keep working. I don't want to keep talking. I just, at a certain point, why do I have to go find the Politico article saying we're spying on all your text messages and are going to control them and make a big deal about it? Why? It almost becomes absurd that it's us over and over and over again that have basic instincts. And listen, it's not that I don't want to keep fighting these people. With all my heart, I do. I can't take it anymore. I don't think you can take it anymore either. I mean, we're destroying our planet. They're not killing everybody to save the Earth. They're doing it to take full control and play God. And then you just look at the average leftist. I mean, they look like demon-possessed creatures. And if we had churches in this world and if we had leaders in this world, we would never have gotten to this point. And again, there's this really obscene, crazy thing about all this where knowing how bad all this is makes it really hard for me to care about anything. Does that make sense? I mean, I don't care if I get fat. I don't care if my hair's falling out. I mean, the stress I can take now is way worse than I used to take just because I'm now so accustomed to living under this lie and living under this enemy media and living under all these pedophile leftists. And I've just gotten to the point where I don't want to be around them anymore. And that means I don't want to look at Joe Biden. I don't want to look at Kamala Harris. I don't want to look at Boris Johnson. I don't want to look at Macron and Merkel and all these people. I mean, I didn't know that we could produce so much fake garbage filth. And I didn't know that people would sit there and take it from these people. I got clip after clip of them announcing permanent martial law, IDs to leave your house, forced inoculations. I mean, this is just all over the top. And then, oh, yeah, the ADL that's called for my arrest in the Southern Poverty Law Center is now in everybody's text messages, I told you that, running it all, spying on you. And they're announcing they're not going to let you send messages that they don't agree with. I mean, it's ridiculous. And they're all like hunchback, ugly, weird, neurotic middle patients because that's who they are. A normal person would not want to read everybody's text messages. A normal person would not even imagine something like that. But these are people that came up with Rainbow Dildo Butt Monkey Man, who I can't even show you an image of, that children come to the library and sit in his lap, funded by the UK government. Sign up to call it Drag Queen Story Time, some demon, you know, creature dressed like a clown. But now they've got fake breasts, a huge fake butt, vagina, and penis hanging down. And then women bring their children to them. I mean, that's what runs the thing. That's what it is. It wants to tear you limb from limb. It is a psychotic predator. It is the gates of hell opened, demons released to have their way with us, period. And we conjured it by our acquiescence. We opened the gates of hell. We turned Satan loose. And now we're all going to die. So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend. And our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your fun in the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle, to take it under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Put on me is gone. Let's listen a little bit of the song. The thrill is gone. You know what's going on.
The thrill is gone away.
spell is over.
The thrill is gone.
Now, on to my mission. Make sure everybody knows every damn thing coming that's bad. You did it, Bill Gates. You did it, Warren Buffett. You did it, Ted Turner. You did it, Richard Branson. You did it, Oprah Winfrey. You did it, Prince Charles. His little punk son came out and said he populated the planet. How about we start with you? Oh, no, you selfish piece of crap. You ain't got a lot of. Get rid of yourself. We're all supposed to do it because you're better than us, aren't you? You inbred mental patient. Guess what? The thrill is gone. The spell is gone. We're awake now. You're going to pay. All right, let's get into it right now. The guys dug up something really amazing. Rob, one of the producers, did. Not Rob Dew, the other great Rob. And it's powerful. That's a whole other story. It's on band.video, and after I give the number out and take some of your calls, we'll get to it. But Chris Carter is a listener, and Chris Carter said some nice things about us. We've talked to Chris a little bit. And Chris admitted the CIA came to him and told him what to say in a lot of these episodes. He wasn't sure why. He was asking me why. But it says predictive programming, injection with spike protein, used to destroy people's immune systems and slowly kill them with a soft kill weapon, 1994, November 11th episode. Why would the CIA want that out then? When they're doing it 28 years later, 27 years later. So the big question, isn't it? Because there's a galactic rule that they got to post in the newspaper or on TV in a public place. They got to write it on the wall, like in Ezekiel, she's the hand writing on the wall, what's going to be done so you've got a chance to change your future. Like when you're going to condemn a building or when you're going to take somebody's property, they had to pay property taxes on, you got to, for a year or longer, depending on local law, run an ad every month saying, I'm going to take this property. And I've been told, just like Chris Carter, I think, figured it out. One of the only people in Hollywood defended me when I got deplatformed 3 years ago was Chris Carter. He said, Alex Jones isn't a racist. He's a good man. He cares about humanity. Thank you, Chris. That was the Hollywood Reporter, if I remember correctly. But see, Chris heard me many, many years ago explain why the CIA came to him and why they planted the Lone Gunman episodes on him, where the government hijacks a jet by remote control to fly to the World Trade Center to blame it on Osama bin Laden and trigger the war on terror, which would later be used against the American people. And I got Chris's attention when I said, Chris, I bet the CIA brought you that. And Chris responded back in the news and said, yes, people have asked where that came from. It was the CIA. They give us a lot of ideas for our show. And then Chris asks, why do they do that? They don't tell me. Well, now you know, Chris. But I think you're a smart guy. I think you already knew that, didn't you, Chris? Hell, let's go to the clip now, because I'm going to hit the Tucker Carlson thing in your calls next segment. The toll-free number to join us on any subject you'd like, as long as you are a first-time caller today. That's first-time callers. And as long as you got a good telephone, any of these news items, anything you want to discuss, it's open season. It's free speech. It's a real rare thing in these days that's left, but it's still here. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. But here's the X-Files program from November 11th, 1994 on Spike Proteins.
Sir, you can't go in there. It's almost ready.
What's his length? Well, what would you recommend?
How did she get here?
Sir, will you please...
How did she get here?
Miss Scully was in this condition when I arrived for the evening shift. If you step outside, perhaps...
Is that Mayor Lightfoot?
Is that Daly? Are you Dr. Daly? What the hell is going on? How did she get here?
You settled that.
Was it paramedics, FBI, military? Answer me right now!
Get a sign right away.
What, you're telling me she just appeared?
Sir, I...
Who did this to her?
Sir.
I want to see her admission form. Who did this to her? And I want to see what tests have been done. Listen, if you're with them, if you're hiding anything, I swear I will do anything. Whatever it takes, I'll find out what they did to her.
She can't breathe, the spike protein. Oh, liberal.
Hey, hold it. This is weird.
Good work sneaking out these charts.
Tucked them in my pants. There's plenty of room down there.
You look down, Mulder. Tell you what, you're welcome to come over Saturday night. We're all hopping on the internet to nitpick the scientific inaccuracies of Earth 2.
I'm doing my laundry.
The chart shows abnormal protein chains in the blood. The amino acid sequence is in a combination I've never seen before. I downloaded Scully's medical data to the newest lone gunman.
He goes by the name The Thinker.
This guy's a hacking genius.
What?
The Thinker reports the protein chains are the byproducts of branched DNA.
Branched DNA?
The cutting edge of genetic engineering.
A biological equivalent of a silicon microchip.
This is way beyond cutting edge. This is technology 50 years down the line.
What's it used for? Could be a tracking system.
Developmental stages of a biological marker.
You mean a high-tech identity card?
Or something as insidious as grafting a human to something inhuman.
Good theories, gentlemen, but all for naught. This branched DNA is inactive. It's a waste product. Whoever was experimenting on Scully is finished. Now it's nothing more than a biological poison.
Will she live?
Her immune system has been decimated. And I doubt even a healthy human body has the ability to fight this. Mulder, there's nothing you can do.
And now more people are dying from the COVID vaccine. It's official. We'll show them when we come back. And from the supposed virus. But see, they know Stockholm Syndrome. You won't be able to admit the horror of yourself, so you'll let them kill you. That's what Fauci's hoping.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Next hour, we've already got phones loading up, so we're going to talk to Brian, Greg, James, Jake, John, Michael, Dave, and others. And listen, if I'm sounding dystopic, I'm trying to get folks to wake up and realize how much trouble we're in. They create a crisis, they pose as saviors, they say, do what we say, the crisis will end, then the crisis gets worse. More power, more control. You've got to reject the ruling class, you've got to reject everything they say, you've got to realize everything they push is poison and lies. And you've got to warn others. That's the only hope we've got. And the good news is, so many governors, so many legislators, people like Joe Rogan, people like Tucker Carlson, are really waking up and getting hardcore. And I know it sounds crazy to come onto a show on eugenics and depopulation that Fauci should be arrested, but that's what Fauci's done, and that's now what Tucker Carlson's talking about. And so, yeah. That's our job, was to say things that were unpopular because they were true. And these are scary things. I'm going to play part of the Tucker Carlson report from last night. He did 20 minutes on this, an incredible monologue. About their suppressing treatments while they run the censorship and how that's criminal. Yeah, they think they're above the law. They think they're safe. They think they can commit these crimes. We've got to wake up to their program and their conspiracy and say no to it. So I'll play some Tucker Carlson, but first, again, I want to stay on air as long as possible. We sell products that are excellent that you need. We have the highest quality storable food ready to ship to you at InfoWarsStore.com for the biggest, best company in the U.S. with an additional 10% off. That sale will end next Sunday. There won't be a sale until November again. And food prices are going up everywhere. It's a way to lock in high-quality food right now and beat inflation. Hundreds of reviews, 97%, 4.8 stars, InfoWarsStore.com. Continuing, we have the new Organics Green Fiber Total Amino Acid Supercharger. This isn't from cruddy greens that just still give you roughage and are good but not excellent. This is from all these other sprouts, like wheat sprouts and alfalfa and everything else that has all the power of that little seed in it while it's sprouting to give you these antioxidants and all these vitamins and minerals and all 18 of the amino acids, 8 of which are essential, A, B, C, E, amino acids, calcium, magnesium, iron, niacin, phosphorus, potassium. This is really a powerful formula. It's $19.95. No reviews yet. It just came out yesterday, but it is a high-end clone of one of the best-selling products in the country that normally sells for $30 on store shelves. This is $19.95. I could have put out a formula that was still decent for 1/8 the cost, but this has a lot of product in it. We're very proud of it. And we've got X2, the Deep Earth Crystal Good Iodine, for 60% off right now, but it is going to sell out. I'm going to sell that till it sells out, and more comes in hopefully in a few months. We got a funder operation. So get off the fence about iodine, discover the iodine conspiracy, discover what Big Brother doesn't want you to know about, and fund the InfoWar with InfoWar's Iodine Challenge Blowout Special. It says 40% off. We might want to put on the ad that it's 60% off of the spray bottle cap, which is the same bottle, same amount, everything. It's 40 to 60% off. They said, what do you want to do? And I said, well, whatever we got less of, we'll say 40. And then whatever we have more of, we'll say 60. But it's the same bottle, the same everything. It's a different cap. The spray bottle is the best deal. But it's going to sell out, too. So, yeah, $12. That's almost at cost. But I just want to get it out there. It's a loss leader. 4.8 stars. Look at all those reviews. InfoWars store. Okay, I'm done talking about it. Let's go to Tucker Carlson last night. On the text messages that Big Brother, the political party, not just the NSA, God, imagine if the NSA was going to say, we're going to read all your text messages. They'd all be arrested. But, oh, the DNC, through Big Tech, in that partnership, says, oh, yeah, it's totally normal. You already put up with censorship and everything else. We're reading your text messages, and now we want to censor them in live time. Here it is.
Last March, as the first big clusters of coronavirus cases started to appear in this country, media executives in Silicon Valley coordinated with officials in Washington to determine how much the public would be allowed to know about the growing epidemic that was killing them. Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook emailed Tony Fauci at NIH to assure him that Facebook users would only see Tony Fauci's approved guidance on COVID-19. Twitter and Google did effectively the same. Twitter and Google eliminated any post that deviated from Washington's official line. In many cases, they censored information from frontline physicians that was both medically sound, it was the science, and potentially life-saving. Posts about treatments, for example, were downplayed. They never apologized for this. They probably never will. Historians will assess it. They will likely record the early days of COVID-19 as a turning point in our society, an unprecedented assault on our most basic civil liberties that somehow very few people seem to notice when it first started happening. The usual stooges and think tank libertarians assured us at the time that none of this was a big deal. Soulless multinational media monopolies censoring essential medical information? No problem. That's how the free market works. Build your own Google if you don't like it. Start your own NIH. And in any case, in private, you can still say what you want. You're still free. It's not like this is North Korea. So calm down, conspiracy nut. You're starting to sound like Alex Jones. Most of us obeyed. We dutifully calmed down and went back to Netflix. We shouldn't have. Today we learned the Biden administration considers censorship applicable to private speech as well. What you say in private, when you're alone with your phone, you won't be able to say or read what you want because the DNC plans to control, and apparently they have the ability to control, the flow of information that you receive on your phone. Nothing that questions official regime policy will reach you. According to a report in Politico, and believe it or not, we are quoting it here directly, Biden-allied groups, including the Democratic National Committee, are planning to engage fact-checkers more aggressively and work with SMS carriers, text carriers, to dispel misinformation about vaccines that is sent over social media and text message. Now, we're going to say that again because it is a sentence we never thought we would see written in English. The DNC is planning to censor any, quote, misinformation about vaccines that you receive privately over text message. So what does misinformation mean? Here's the thing you should know. Misinformation is not the same as false information, as factually inaccurate information. Misinformation can be factually true. In fact, it very often is factually true, and that's why they're angry about it. Misinformation is instead anything the Biden administration does not want you to know, including, for example, how effective the COVID vaccines actually are and what the potential side effects might be from taking them. So let's say you're interested to find out that information and you looked it up from the Biden administration's own websites. Let's say you start with the VAERS database, which records vaccine harm. You no longer are allowed to text what you find on their databases to other people in this country, the country you were born in. Your private conversations will be controlled by the DNC. Is that the picture of a free country? Looks like we should have worried about civil liberties last year when all of this started. Oh, but it's a global health emergency. We have no choice. Things will go back to normal when it ends. But will they go back to normal? If the government can ban discussion of the drug they are making you take, what can't they do? And by the way, it's worth wondering, why are they doing this now? Why are they expanding censorship of conversation about the pandemic as the pandemic recedes? The COVID vaccines have been around for more than 7 months. Pretty much everyone who wants one has had one. You can get the shot very easily. They're free. According to the administration, this vaccine works perfectly, and that means that vaccinated people are protected from COVID. They're bulletproof. They can't get sick. That's why they took the vaccine in the first place. So why is official Washington so angry at the people who won't get vaccinated? How precisely do they pose a threat? It makes you think, once you think about it, that maybe none of this is really about COVID. Maybe it's about social control. Tony Fauci all but admitted that just the other day on television. Here's what he said.
I know you've been very clear that the government isn't mandating vaccines, but do you think it's generally a good idea for businesses or schools to require vaccinations?
Right. I have been of this opinion, and I remain of that opinion, that I do believe at the local level, Jake, there should be more mandates.
I have been of the opinion there should be more mandates, but actually they didn't tell us that. Do you remember hearing that when they first rolled out the vaccine? We're for mandates? No. They said we're not for mandates, actually. But now they are. These drugs will be mandatory. In many places they already are. If you want to get an education, for example, you've got to take one. Many questions arise from this, deep questions about civil liberties and what it means to be a free country. But even on a medical level, questions arrive. For example, do we know enough to make these drugs mandatory? Just today, the Washington Post reports that the FDA is preparing to announce a new warning, and I believe has just announced tonight, for the J&J coronavirus.
All right, look, we're going to come back and play a little bit more of this, and I'm going right to your phone calls. Brett, Raymond, Bryant, Jake, John, Michael, Dave, and others. Hour number three is straight ahead. And again, only recognizing this is 21st century war and a corporate global takeover can beat it. That's why I keep harping how bad things are, because admitting it is how we win.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I never have.